Praise the Lord, everyone. Hi, this is Kahal Echad Ben Mashiach. Thank you for being here today. I got some interesting studies for you, and I'm going to call on some testimonies from the Bible, the apostles. Today we're going to hear from Peter, from the book of Acts, chapter 2. You know, people read the book of Acts and they're not even sure what they're reading. And if everyone would look at the book of Acts, chapter 1, obviously the Lord told them not to go nowhere, to stay in Jerusalem until they be endued with power from on high. And the Lord was risen right there, sent it up into the heavens, and of course they waited. And then, you know, the day of Pentecost, which is Chag Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, and we say, well, Pentecost, what does that mean? Pentecost, penta in the Greek means 50, and it's 50 days after the resurrection, or 50 days from first fruits is the giving of the Torah in the third month, Sivan, or we are in Pentecost, which is the same thing, the giving of the Holy Ghost, in chapter 2 of the book of Acts. You know, and here we have all these Jews. A lot of Christians never noticed this. These are all Jews from every nation. It says that they're all in Jerusalem for some reason. And all these Jews, what were they doing there? Nobody knows. Well, if you know the Feast of the Lord, which is in Leviticus 23, you'll know this is the Feast of Weeks. You know, it says right here that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all one accord in one place. And these Jews, it says these were all Jews. There was dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. That's verse 5. And it even tells you where they were from. It says they were shocked because the Holy Ghost came down upon this 120, and they heard them speak in their language. They said they were Parthians and Medes, Elamites, children of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, in Egypt, parts of Libya around Cyrene, the strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians. We do all hear them in our tongues speak the wonderful works of God. And people were shocked that this was happening because, you know, when you look at this, you say, well, this is a miracle of God. Because they were all in one, these people that were all accord in one place. It was Mary, the mother of Yeshua, and his brethren. And they say there was only about 120. That's verse 15 of chapter 1. And these people there, of course, there's always the mockers, the people that mock everything of God. And they say, well, these guys are full of new wine. And then we'll find out what Peter says. Let's listen to Peter's testimony, because Peter is an apostle and a witness that was right with the Lord Yeshua, Messiah. Praise the Lord. Let's hear what he has to say.
Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him, being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, I just thank God for Peter, who is an eyewitness of the Lord. And you heard this testimony. This is obviously Alexander Scorby, who has also passed away, reading. But he's reading what Peter said. And this is Peter's testimony in the book of Acts, chapter 2. And if you're not realizing what he's quoting many psalms. Psalm 16. He's quoting the book of Joel, of course, which is in Acts chapter 2, verse 17. This is about Joel, and this is considered the last days also. So if you read Joel chapter 2, you'll find out a lot of more things Peter was talking about. Read Acts chapter 3. You could read Acts chapter 3, of course. Read Psalm 16. Read Psalm 132. You can read Psalm 110. Peter's quoting so many things in this book, in this chapter. That is, thank God we have these testimonies. And I'm going to be putting more of the apostles' testimonies online here. So I thank you for being here. They're going to be short, but they're going to be potent. And I thank you for the for being here. I praise the Lord for the Holy Ghost, the Ruach HaKodesh. We are One of Messiah congregation. That's oneofmessiah.net. God bless you, and Baruch Hashem, Yeshua.